Good morning, Bridget, Nancy.
Good morning.
So, Nancy, new Bridgegate emails are out this week showing two of the key Bridgegate players mocking a rabbi. Intricate levels of cover-up and planning revealed. And yet, Chris Christie is probably having one of his best weeks since the scandal began.
Yeah, he's had a very good week, actually. And he's getting, you know, he's getting his mojo back. I mean, he's becoming the governor that we are accustomed to in terms of his brashness and his confidence and his joking. You know, he had a town hall a week ago that was in a sandy-ravaged shore town, and there were hecklers, there were signs, but he turned the thing around. And by the end, he was talking to little kids and getting people saying, aw, and clapping and giving him applause. Then, you know, after an eight-month absence on the town hall circuit, he turns it around and goes to Morris County, his home turf, very safe turf for him. Doesn't get a single Bridgegate question. The crowd loves him, and he tells a million jokes. We haven't seen that Chris Christie in a while. And then he goes on NJ 101.5. It's a monthly call-in show. The host does ask him about Bridgegate and asks him whether he is going to ask for the resignation of David Sampson at the Port Authority. And he says no, has full confidence in him, and even takes it a step further.
I'm not going to give in to the hysteria of questions that are given by folks who have information today that I didn't have at the time that you're talking about. Why didn't I ask certain questions?
This is the old Christie that we haven't seen in a while.
And this happened even while the New York executive director of the Port Authority was questioning the moral authority of David Sampson's, Christie's top appointee, the chairman of the Port Authority. And Christie just brushes it off, saying, I firmly, strongly support David Sampson. Christie presents a sense of, we're going to pull through this.
Right. And, you know, he thinks he can make it so with his messaging. We'll see.
Well, we'll see what more comes out. Meanwhile, in New York, Bill de Blasio seems to be running into what looks like for him some kind of unexpected turbulence. A small business owner this week from Brooklyn, in every way a profile Bill de Blasio voter, said, he lost me. And I said, well, what was it? And she said, it was the paid sick leave bill. And I'm wondering, is this an aberration, or are you also hearing that?
So, Andrea, they voted on the paid sick leave legislation at the council this week. The bill passed 46-5. There were some slight changes that they made to it because they heard from small business owners who said, you know, this is moving too quickly. Going down to businesses with five or more employees really expands the number of people who will be covered. So they added a six-month grace period. And yet, when they voted on the bill, this is what I heard.
I really believe that small businesses may be hurt by this bill coming forward.
I really would have preferred to see the other law go into effect in April, as it was supposed to.
I do think it was a little bit rushed, and I wish that it weren't.
So those were council members Inez Barron, Mark Weprin, and Jemani Williams, who, to be clear, all voted in favor of this legislation.
And a very big victory for Bill de Blasio.
It's the first major policy initiative he came out with the council. But what you're starting to hear is this sort of frustration and rumblings from these members who very much believe in this agenda, are certainly progressives, but are starting to feel like they want to have a little bit more skin in the game. They want to be part of the process. On this issue, they said they've been talking about this issue for 3 years, that, you know, people have weighed in on it, and yet they weren't part of the process. Some of these newly elected members weren't there that entire time. What's important is that Mayor de Blasio gets his footing back because he's sending his troops up to Albany next week. They're going to be lobbying on behalf of Universal Pre-K, which is his signature initiative. And he needs the support of as many folks, you know, here in the city and in Albany to make sure that that happens.
That is a very big lift for him. He is taking on a very powerful figure, one of his political mentors, Governor Cuomo. And Governor Cuomo has made it quite clear that he doesn't want to give. Neither of these guys want to give.
And the clock is ticking. He has until April 1st, which is the state budget deadline.
Thanks so much. You can follow us on Twitter @Bridget Bergen, @AndreaWNYC, and @NancySolomon2. Thanks.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.